Cecil. Will the fire department be here right away?
They will if they haven't lost their way.
Oh, could they lose their way, Cecil?
Oh, no, of course not.
Well, you said they could.
Well, I was just talking.
Well, you should watch out what you say, Cecil. You're liable to say something bad sometime.
Believe me, I'll bet the firemen have some nice words to use when they find out that this call was only to rescue Sugar Pie.
Well, what do we do now, Cecil? Just stand here until they come?
What do you want to do? Play hide-and-go-seek?
Oh, Cecil, two can't play hide-and-go-seek. You have to have three.
Come on. Let's go over to the telephone pole where the cat is marooned.
Poor little kitty. I'll bet she wondered why we went away.
Cats haven't got brains enough to wonder about anything.
Oh, you just think so. That just shows how much you know about it.
Now remember, Sally, when the fire truck comes...
Will there be two, Cecil?
Two? There'll be a flock of them.
Well, Cecil, all we want is the truck and ladder.
Well, they don't know that. They'll bring them all at once.
Oh, well, goodness, I didn't think of that.
Well, it's too late now. Remember, when they come, I don't know anything.
Yes, but why just when they come?
Remember, I had nothing to do with this.
But, Cecil, you did. You broke the glass and rang the thing.
Now, Sally, you asked me to. Now, you have to tell them that.
Well, sir, I'll tell them. I'll tell them you did it.
Now, Sally, that's a mean, low trick. After me helping you out.
All right. I won't say them. I won't say a thing. I'll just ask them to put their ladder up and go up and get Sugar Pie.
And then they'll take you for a ride.
Oh, will they really? Oh, Cecil, I'd love that.
Yes, to the jailhouse.
But, Cecil, I don't want to go there.
Well, we'll wait and see what happens.
Cecil, when they come, don't you think I should invite them into the house and give them some cake or something for getting Sugar Pie for me?
Don't ask me what to do. I'm a stranger.
Well, what would you advise me to do?
I'd advise you, when you get that darn cat, to start running and don't stop.
Oh, Cecil, you say the funniest things.
Who ever heard of calling out the fire department to get a cat off a telephone pole?
I did. That's who did.
Well, I never did.
Well, sir, that goes to prove that you don't know so much.
Where did you ever hear of pulling a stunt like that?
Well, I did. I read it someplace in a book once.
Oh, you and the things you read.
Well, you should read more. It would help you to know what to do in a crisis.
In a what?
Well, in a situation like this.
Uh-oh. Do you hear anything?
No. Yes, it's a fire engine. Oh, goody, goody, goody.
Well, it won't be long now.
Cecil, come on, let's go out in the street and stop them when they pass, huh?
You stay where you are. They'll come here.
Oh, Cecil, isn't this exciting?
Oh, this excitement hasn't begun yet.
Oh, Cecil, look at them come. Oh, what a cute red car.
Next, you'll be saying, what a cute little cell.
Oh, Cecil, what would I say that for?
You're not satisfied with just getting out of trouble. No, you have to dive in again.
Cecil, look, here they are. Hooray, Sugar Pie, you're saved.
Yeah, and we're sunk.
Cecil, goodness, they stopped quick. Yoo-hoo! Over here.
Oh, shut up, Sally. Oh, here comes a fire chief or something.
Oh, Cecil, isn't he cute? I just love costumes.
That's not a costume, that's a uniform. Now for the fireworks.
Did you ring the alarm?
Yes, sir.
Well, where's the fire?
Well, there isn't any fire. Oh, did you think there was a fire?
There's no fire. Did you ring the alarm then?
Yes, that is, no, Cecil here did.
What's this about? What do you mean, ringing an alarm when there is no fire? Do you know what they do to firebugs?
To who?
Oh, but we had a reason.
Wait a minute, boys. It's all right, false alarm. Stay where you are. Now, explain this. Is this a joke?
Oh, no, sir, it's not that. It's very serious. We had to have you to help us.
Oh, I suppose you two kids are planning on eloping, and you want our help climbing out the window.
No, we're not eloping. Silly.
Oh, Cecil, imagine. Oh, wouldn't that be romantic?
Well, what's at the bottom of this? Hurry up.
Well, it's like this. I just had to get you. There was no other way.
Look, mister. Look up on top of the telephone pole. See?
What is it? Looks like a cat.
Yes, sir, that's what it is. Her cat. It can't get down.
Well, by all that's holy, another case of rescuing a cat. This is the third today. I'm fed up. This is going to be reported.
Oh, then you know how to rescue cats.
Young lady, is that your cat?
Yes, sir. Isn't it sweet?
Decidedly no. Do you think that the fire department has nothing else to do but tear around getting cats out of danger?
Well, we're sorry, sir. I didn't want to let her do it.
Why, Cecil, you rang the alarm yourself.
All right, Sally. I'll remember that.
Oh, so you rang it, huh? Young man, this happens to be serious this time.
Gee, I'm sorry. She made me do it. I didn't want to.
Oh, Cecil, I didn't make you. I couldn't make you do anything you didn't want to, and you know it.
Never mind the argument, young man. This time it's more serious than it might be. Stay here. Oh, Bill. Get the ladder and get that blankety-blank cat out of this telephone pole. Put on your gloves. It's liable to scratch you. All right, now. Do you realize what you've caused by calling us away from the station?
Well, no, sir. I didn't know. I'm sorry.
Fine time to be sorry now.
Oh, Mr. Fireman, it was all my fault. Don't take Cecil away. What did we do?
Plenty, plenty. Any other time, it wouldn't be important. But when you rang that alarm, it happened to be an important procedure.
Oh, goodness, now we've done something.
Well, gee, how was I to know? What did we do?
Young feller, every man on those fire trucks there would be willing to thrash you for doing this at this time.
Oh, goodness, don't let them do it, Cecil.
I didn't know. Oh, golly, I'm always so darn unlucky. What did I do that's so awful, mister?
You rang that alarm and made the firemen rush out here right in the midst of the most crucial stage of the checker tournament at the firehouse, completely breaking up the game right in the middle. What have you to say?
Oh, goodness. Is that something awful?
Well, I didn't know you were playing checkers, and I'm sorry. If we'd have known, why, we'd have waited.
The big game of the year. We were winning, and now, because of that blank cat, it's upset. You ought to be ashamed.
Oh, we are. My goodness, you've no idea.
Yes, sir. Oh, I'm sorry. Is there anything I can do?
Yeah. Fill out this blank. I have to make a report.
Oh, then he doesn't have to go to jail?
No. Here's your cat. Wait a minute. Hand him to me, Bill. Thanks.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Fireman. Thank you a million times. Oh, poor kitty, were you afraid? Nice little kitty. Isn't she sweet, Mr. Fireman?
Yeah. Don't let her go again, though.
Here you are, mister. All filled out. Is that all?
Yes. All right, boys, that's all. Now, young lady.
Oh, Mr. Fireman, I just can't thank you enough. I think you're just wonderful. Oh, I just love firemen.
Oh, that's all right. Anything for a lady, especially one as young and cute as you are.
Come on, Sally, come on. You've got the cat now.
You know, Mr. Fireman, you have the nicest eyes, and you're so big and brave. I'm going to reward you.
He didn't get the cat. He got the other fellow to get it. Come on,
Keep
Sally.
Keep still, Cecil. Mr. Fireman, I'm going to give you something nice.
Oh, it's all right. This is a pleasure.
I'm going to give you a kiss. Here. Goodbye. Thank you so much.
Goodbye. Call on me anytime. Goodbye.
Oh, Cecil, wasn't he noble? Sugar Pie, lie still. Aren't firemen just grand? Why, Cecil, what's the matter? You act like you were mad. My goodness, you are mad.